Happy Wednesday, all of you MAGA domestic terrorists out there. Hope you're all doing well. It's been a little bit since I've done a show. I have not done a show since just before Thanksgiving. We ended the holiday. I took a few days off. My co-host on Mondays and Fridays, James Curry. He went to the Bahamas, lucky guy, spent Thanksgiving in Bahamas, smoking cigars, playing golf, hanging out on the beach. And, you know, we didn't do a Saturday show, and this is the first one back. So War Room Wednesday, happy hump day. And me and James will be back Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Freedom Friday. We're getting back in the swing of things. We even took off Tuesday, We the People Radio this week. We took the whole week off. And it was weird because I was unplugged and I was like, what's going on? And I'm seeing drips and drabs, you know, hanging out with the family, trying to stay off, you know, social media and the news. But of course, that's impossible because I have to be glued to what's going on and people calling me and emailing and texting. And of course, you know, we have so much drama and nonsense happening. We got, you know, Dinnergate at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump, big bad orange man. He met with white supremacists and anti-Semites. And I'm gonna break all that down too, because there's so much bullshit flying around. All right. First thing, listen, Facebook is really screwing with me. And it sucks because there's 42,000 followers there, and not even half of the people are getting to getting the notification. So if you have Rumble, you should have a Rumble account by now. It's free, and go over to my Rumble channel. Very easy to get to, 1776live.tv. Sign up for an account, subscribe to my Rumble channel, and you will get all my live shows throughout the week. My Monday, my Wednesday, my Friday, the Saturday show. You'll even get the We the People Radio. We stream on there as well. Yes, Brandy, I did see it, and it's out for delivery. Hopefully you got it. Thank you very much. And I think James had a nice break, so I think we'll be okay for Friday. But we have the whole Elon Twitter nonsense. And another thing. So if you're on Facebook, just hit the share button. You could help me so much by hitting the share button. And thanks to those who are seeing the Facebook notifications, because so many people aren't. You know, I'm going through from, I'll post a meme during the day, and I was going from, you know, 1500 shares or more to like 30 shares. That's how much Facebook has been screwing with me. And that started right about a week before the midterms. Of course. So, oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that gift. I saw your name, so that's why you got it. So, you know, the whole Facebook thing. So just hit the share button. Share this. If you're in Facebook groups, share this in Facebook groups. You know, we try to break the algorithm as much as we can, but you should be on Rumble or even Getter. I'm live on Getter, live on Cloud Hub, and of course, live on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. Also, so if you have a Roku TV or a Roku compatible smart device, just go to your Roku and put in Patriot Podcast Network, and poof, the network will pop up, and there's about 25 different shows on there. So, all right, we got Dinnergate with Donald Trump, Kanye West, and Nick Fuentes, Milo Yiannopoulos, all ridiculous individuals except for Donald Trump, and they. Every establishment Republican out there, McCarthy, McConnell, all these idiots are coming down saying Donald Trump shouldn't have entertained those people and so much nonsense. Even Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who I like, but I'm gonna tell you something. He did something on his show I didn't like. I'm gonna play that video because he was completely wrong and inaccurate on the information he gave and spoke about on his show, which I was very surprised about, which tells me he's not really in the inner circle, in the inner Trump circle. I'm very close to people that are in the inner Trump circle, and Sebastian Gorka seems like he's not because he just gave inaccurate information, and we're going to get into that too. My problem with some of these conservative podcasters, influencers, pundits, talk show hosts, whatever you want to call them, whatever you want to call us, whatever it is, the Charlie Kirks, the Jack Posobiecs, there's so much so many ridiculous narratives out there that they're even pushing that I'm not happy about. You're going to be hearing soon, especially on Saturday, the Great Steak Breakfast, the Saturday morning show. You're going to be hearing a lot of stuff that maybe people are not going to like to hear about Marjorie Taylor Greene, the firebrand Republican. Okay. Well, got news for you, people. She's not so America first and so rah, 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 pro-America as she is worrying about her own ass. And it's a fact, because a lot of things that are starting to come out, and basically Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to be exposed. And I'm just about there where I can comfortably say she is a complete fraud. She has a lot of great talking points, like a lot of politicians. And it just goes back to where I say, don't fall in love with politicians, because they will just break your heart. It's like the stripper at the strip club who does not like you, but just likes your money. They will break your heart. And that's why it's important to not idolize any politicians, any celebrities, pop stars, anything. Because none of them care about you. Just a lot of crap. So before I even get into the whole Dinnergate with Trump and Kanye, or Ye, whatever the hell his name's he's going by these days, I am not a Kanye West fan whatsoever. I really don't care about his revelations and all this bullshit that's going on. And now he wants to run for president, which is just completely ridiculous. So before all that, and this is kind of like 2 weeks ago, but I haven't been around, and maybe some of you have heard of it. Apparently San Francisco, if you're a transgender living in San Francisco, you have the opportunity to get paid for doing absolutely nothing, okay, $1,200 a month for up to 18 months. Yes. It's called the Guaranteed Income Program for the trans community. Now, this, again, is part of their, what, equity rollout. We need human rights for everyone has human rights. Read the goddamn Constitution. Let's just stop. Everyone has the same rights. Everyone can vote. If you're a voting age and you're not a felon and you're a legal citizen, we hope. Well, who knows what's going on with that? You have everyone has equal rights. Let's just stop. Trans community, this community, that community, all the identity politics. It's all bullshit. You're a human. You have human rights. So San Francisco launches the Guaranteed Income Program for the trans community. Officially launched it. And basically this is, it's called GIFT, right? Guaranteed Income for trans people, for trans community, whatever it is. They'll provide 55 eligible transgender residents of San Francisco, $1,200 a month for up to 18 months to help address financial insecurity. That's per the San Francisco's mayor's office, by the way. San Francisco. So that's not all. The people that are selected, the 55 people that they select, will also receive gender affirming medical and mental health care, as well as financial coaching, all on the city of France, San Francisco's dime. Now you're probably saying, well, what do I care about San Francisco? I don't live there. That's not the point, people. Taxpayer money. If you live in a blue state, a blue city, this could happen where you live. I mean, it could happen where you live. There are blue cities that were becoming baby murdering sanctuaries. We're telling people that if you don't live here and you want to travel here, we will pay for you to kill your baby. So now we have governments that want to pay people who want to play dress up with mental illness, who want to say they're Harry and not Sally, or Sally and not Harry, or identify as whatever it is, that they will pay you $1,200 a month up to 18 months to help address your financial insecurity, because they say why this matters. They say that a higher percentage of trans Californians experience poverty compared to the state's general population. So this is a 2015 survey that we're actually saying that trans people are experiencing poverty more than the general population. Well, maybe because those trans people have mental illnesses and they're very hard to employ. Like when you show up with your pink hair and your bingo blotter eyeliner and a 5 o'clock shadow and metal in your face, maybe it's harder to employ you. I'm not saying you should be discriminated against by your appearance, but maybe that mental illness thing comes into play. Okay, they're mentally ill, and it's proof when they turn around and say the people selected will also receive gender affirming medical and mental health. So what does that mean? They will pay for your gender affirming surgery in the thousands of dollars and then give you mental health to try to get through it. I mean, this is sick. This is completely sick. And they're just harping on the, we know that our trans communities experience much higher rates of poverty and discrimination. Discrimination? Well, don't be crazy. Don't force us to eat your mental illness and play the game. Just play your own game. But you're going to sit there and get these handouts handed to you. So $1,200 a month for 18 months, that's $21,600 per trans person, plus payment of the mental health, the therapy, the financial coaching, the gender reaffirming, affirming medical care nonsense. So that's into the thousands, but let's just take the payments. They want to do this for 55 people. So 12. What's up, Teddy Daniels? My boy Teddy Daniels is in the chat. Teddy Daniels has a great show. Go on Rumble and check out his show. In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. Ran for lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania. Got railroaded. America first. True patriot. Good friend of mine. Great guy. Check out Teddy Daniels. Go follow him. Another guy, he calls me today. We're shadow banned on Facebook. He calls me. I answer the phone. I go, so we don't see each other's Facebook posts anymore because, you know, we're both shadow banned, where we used to steal each other's memes and I'm stealing this and I'm stealing that. And now we don't see each other. Teddy Daniels, the best combat veteran. Great guy. So talking about your best friends, Teddy, in San Francisco, who are getting paid for being transgender $1,200 a month. So $1,200 a month for 55 people. That's $21,600 a year. Times it by 55 people. You're looking at almost $1.2 million, $1,188,000 to just pay these 55 people for pretending, playing make-believe, for pretending and playing dress-up and having mental illness. Then paying for gender-affirming medical treatment and mental health care and giving them financial coaching. So I'm going to imagine that this is going to be well over $2 million of taxpayers' money doing this. And if it can happen in San Francisco, it can happen in anywhere else where there's a Democrat mayor, a Democrat governor, and don't be so sure that the GOP establishment that might be running your state might not get on board and do it as well. Because I'd put nothing past them now. I'm so disgusted with the GOP and the Republican Party. They want to blame the big bad orange man for the midterm elections. He's a private citizen. It's a GOP leadership that failed. They failed with their messaging. They failed with their campaign funding and everything else. So yeah, San Francisco, $1,200 a month. So you want to go, you need some money. Maybe you go there, you apply, you get the $1,200 a month and you know, You're golden. So I wanted to get that out of the way with San Francisco. That was really, I saw that and I was like, I can't even believe it. I can't believe it. So we got the Elon Musk Twitter drama. So Twitter and the Twitter twits. Twitter now has officially become a social media airport where all of these ridiculously dumb, moronic celebrities feel the need to announce their departures and arrivals. Newsflash, nobody gives a shit if Jim Carrey is leaving Twitter because Elon Musk bought it and he feels oppressed that, you know, Elon Musk is really not for liberal views. First of all, let me be clear. Elon Musk is not the savior of free speech or social media. I don't trust Elon Musk. He does things I don't like. I don't trust him. He's not a hero. Okay. Not a hero of social media. I do like the fact that I'm not so shadow banned on Twitter. However, I got a bunch of followers. It's still taking them away, but it's just weird. It's just this weird Twitterverse twit just land. And it's stupid, but all of these people announcing, oh, I'm leaving Twitter because, oh God, they let Donald Trump back on and we know what's going to happen. And all of these white supremacists, MAGA, Republican, domestic terrorists are going to take over and they're going to destroy democracy through Twitter tweets. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. So Apple then turns around and says, well, they're going to threaten to boot Twitter from the App Store. Ring a bell? Parler. Look what they did to Parler. Remember? Parler was shut off. Boom, like that. It was gone. Gone. So now Apple stopped advertising, or at least slowed down their advertising. And then they were unhappy when Twitter said, oh, by the way, yeah, Apple stopped advertising on Twitter. And they actually tax you an extra 30% on their products through the App Store. So he exposed that. Twitter, Elon Musk seems to be starting to expose a lot of things. Like there was something out today he sees it and he's exposing it, that Twitter, something that we already knew, but he's confirming now that he's operating Twitter, is that Twitter was meddling in our elections, that was definitely involved in manipulating our elections, which we knew, but it's nice to hear the guy inside saying it. It's also funny when he's taking video at Twitter headquarters and finds the closet full of shirts that say hashtag stay woke. And literally he was making a video on his cell phone talking about it. That was great. I mean, I just unbelievable, like a random closet that he stumbled across with all of this apparel that says hashtag stay woke. I would have had the biggest bonfire with those shirts in the parking lot. Where I probably actually would have put them on dummies and brought them to the pew pew range. Oh my God. So yeah, Apple threatened to boot Twitter from the App Store. And then what? Elon Musk, I got to give it to him. He's based. I got to give it to him. He turns around and he says, well, if they're going to do that, I might just have to make my own phone alternative. I have a Droid. And I always tell people when they say, oh, I have an iPhone, I says, oh, well, I have an adult phone. I have Droid, which, you know, Google, again, it's the same garbage. I just can't stand Apple products. I can't stand Apple phones. I can't stand none of it, the iPads, none of it. I'm Apple inept. I'm an Apple tard. I can't use the crap. So here we have, you know, the Twitter and Apple maybe going to war, and Elon, like with this nonchalant attitude, is like, well, I'm just going to have to maybe come up with my own phone, which, you know, also not only are they threatening to withhold Twitter from the App Store, they won't tell them why. As of a couple days ago, they won't say why. They're just saying that they're contemplating on doing that. Why are so many people upset that Elon Musk bought Twitter? Is it really because he let Donald Trump back on the platform, a presidential candidate who announced his presidency in the 2024 election? All right, when he was a private citizen, which he still is, but now he is a presidential candidate. So for you to say, you turn around and say, well, we're not going to allow Donald Trump on a platform, and he's running for the highest office in the land. I'm sorry, but that is meddling in elections. That is messing with elections. Just like Google did all throughout the midterms and put everyone's election emails into spam folders, made sure. And I did a test because I go into my spam folders and I have 8 pages of all of these conservative candidates who are soliciting donations and events. I'm talking from Herschel Walker to Joe Kent, J.R. Majewski, to even if he's still on, Teddy Daniels is not even running for office, but he was. And the notifications for his newsletter gets put in my spam folder. When I want to find emails that I actually want to see, I have to go into my spam folder and keep marking them not spam, not spam. But it doesn't matter if I mark them not spam. They will go back into my spam folder. And I'm sorry, but that is Google meddling in elections. 100%. Manipulating outcomes of elections. Manipulating the messaging of elections. They're all sick. So then you have the bigger moron, huge moron, Alyssa Milano, who says, I hate Elon Musk so much. I own a Tesla and I'm going to return my, I'm going to turn in my Tesla because I hate Elon Musk. Meanwhile, she used to oogle over Elon Musk. The tweets are still there. She oogled and awed over Elon Musk. All right. Forever, like every other liberal, until he bought Twitter and let Donald Trump back on. So she's, I'm going to turn in my Tesla, which she did. And she went and she got the Volkswagen electric vehicle, which, hello, you moron. She got blasted on Twitter. Volkswagen was founded by Nazis. Literally was a Nazi faction. Like they started Volkswagen, and she felt, maybe she didn't feel like a moron because she's just so out there. But, and then of course she's annoyed. The old argument when Elon was first announced he was buying Twitter, she's annoyed that Elon Musk bought Twitter to destroy it instead of ending world hunger. What does that even mean? If I have $40 billion I want to spend on 1 million golden toilet bowls, if they would cost that much, that's my money. I could do what I want with. So this whole stupid narrative of why didn't he cure world hunger? Well, Alyssa Milano, well, you know, George Clooney, well, all you, oh, God, idiots. I use the word idiot. I was going to go rogue for a second, but I'm trying to be good. How about all their royalties and all the money they make in show business? How come they're not ending world hunger? I mean, literally, Alyssa Milano, she's a 20-year ambassador of UNICEF, one of the most corrupt humanitarian organizations out there. UNICEF, really? What have you done for UNICEF besides showing your ridiculous, ugly mug on TV? What has she done? She's done nothing, nothing. But, and I'm going to make you all suffer through it, but she went on all of your favorite daytime show, The View, with Joy Behar and Sonny and Whoopi, all of your favorite fantastic people during the day, and you know, to talk about Tesla and all this stuff. And I'm not going to make you watch the whole video. I kind of have it where I want to play it, but I didn't watch the whole thing, so I'm going to suffer with it through you, but with you, suffer through it with you. But I want to. I want you to hear the point where they start talking about Tesla, and we'll go from there.
You know, your name popped up over the weekend when you tweeted that you returned your Tesla. So you used to be a supporter of Elon Musk's vision. What
yes.
happened? What changed your mind?
Well, I mean, for me, speaking of Me Too, when he was
me
accused
too.
Of sexual misconduct and paid out $250,000 to this person, I decided, like, I can't live
talking
in
about?
That hypocrisy of driving that car when, you know,
yeah.
That happened. But
right.
also, I'm kind of like I'm so annoyed with all of these billionaires, with, like, the exception of a few, but especially Elon Musk, like, You buy Twitter
with the exception of George Soros
for $40 billion, yeah. Right? $40 billion. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, imagine if he donated that money to UNICEF.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to play brand ambassador for UNICEF.
There would be
here
no
we go.
Hunger.
He could go in his pocket and donate that money.
Mm-hmm. He could go in his pocket and it would.
How much did you donate, Whoopi? Whoopi the Hut?
These guys, I mean,
by the way,
she has nothing.
There
drink,
are loads
yeah,
of electric cars coming on the market.
Mm-hmm. That's not the only one.
And inexpensive ones as mm-hmm. well.
Uh-huh.
Fairly inexpensive.
I do have a legal note. Elon Musk has denied these allegations of sexual misconduct, calling them utterly untrue. In your opinion,
they had to say that.
Let me ask you this then. What happens if things continue the way they are on Twitter? I think it's become a hellscape, but it's been a hellscape for a minute.
I mean, I was always on the receiving end of Same. Trolls, right?
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it doesn't feel any different. Mm. But, you know, I always open Twitter with, like,
yeah,
oh. You know what I mean? Like, with a helmet on because I'm so scared, like, something's going to come out and hit me.
Because yeah. you're garbage.
You think you'll stay on it?
Yeah, because we can't cede that territory. Mm. It's like a turf war.
Territory.
Ah.
That's a turf war.
We can't.
Not that one you don't. There's other ones you can come and grab. Leave that to them because that's what that is meant to be now. It's not meant to be any better.
But if we're not representing our side.
What's our side?
The political discourse. Ugh. Aren't we just saying, you know what? You can have Twitter.
I'll tell you.
Oh, stay,
Some things you have to walk away from until you can get the control you need of it.
Right
now, there's no way to get
see,
this
that's all they want is control.
And so find the ones that you can get and fix.
You hear what she said? Oh, look, we can't control it, so we have to walk away from it. Whoopi the Hut. To fix it. To get rid of every MAGA Republican off Twitter. Get rid of us all. Get rid of the big bad orange man. Get rid of our messaging. Get rid of our opinions. Deplatform us. Put us in boxcars. Put us in gas chambers. And just spread our ashes along piles of dog shit. That's what people like Whoopi Goldberg and these vile people, if you want to call them that, on The View want to do. All right.
And then come back and run that over.
Right.
But do yourself.
I know it is about
fame.
Self-care.
Yeah, it is.
Self-care.
Read the comments for one thing.
Vegetables.
Do you ever read the comments?
I always read the comments.
Especially when they
who
say
doesn't
comments.
Read the comments?
The comments
everybody
get worse
reads the
as
comments.
You go down the line.
I know.
You can never.
I know.
Whoopi and Joy taught us that when
don't
we
read the comments.
When we each join the show.
Do you turn the comments off?
No, I just don't read them. I'm not interested unless it's somebody that I respect.
Yeah. Well, I have another question.
Like Hillary Clinton.
She left.
Yeah. I can't take it anymore.
Look,
it's an airport.
Listen,
I left.
Many days with my therapist talking about
what an anonymous person said to you.
Yeah. Twitter makes me get therapy.
Don't know you.
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't know you, hasn't met you, doesn't know your family, doesn't know anything about you.
Yeah.
But we let them in and say you have that power.
It's the accessibility.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I stopped reading it when people came after my kids, the way that I mothered.
Right.
And I stopped.
Yeah.
I was like, because I'm going to go out there and I'm going to find these people.
And it's not like.
What about when you talk about Donald Trump and his family, you dumb bitch?
We're so accessible now. We are so accessible. Yeah. I mean, I always say people have been trying to cancel me from the 80s, mm-hmm. but they had to do it through fan mail.
Yeah.
Right? Like, who was canceling you in the 80s?
Mail me a letter to tell me their opinions. Now it's just.
To spend money.
Easy. And at least it was handwritten.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Alyssa, I have to tell you.
Yes, Alyssa.
I was actually named after you.
I can't anymore. I'm sorry. I made you go through that. Sorry. Elon Musk, you should have ended world hunger. They're upset because they put themselves out there. They become blue checks before you had to pay $8 a month and have all of these followers and use that platform. And then they get upset when they get criticized and they have to jump off of Twitter because they don't like who's being allowed let on it, back on it. And they need that power. They want that power to get rid of all of us. The dissension, get rid of the dissension, deplatform the dissension and get rid of your Teslas and go buy Volkswagen. I'm not saying Volkswagen's bad by any means. No. The point is the hypocrisy. I'm getting rid of my Tesla because Elon Musk bought Twitter, let Donald Trump back on, and my allegedly paid $250,000 to someone who accused him of sexual harassment, whatever the hell it was. And then I'm going to go buy a Volkswagen and brag about it and then be upset when you're told that, hey, you know, Volkswagen was founded by Nazis, you know, but it is what it is. Volkswagen is not a Nazi company. It's not what I'm saying. It's just the, it's wild. But, you know, not only that, we have the Democrats. We have the federal government that want to obviously get rid of every conservative that's on social media, wants to get rid of us all. But now because Elon Musk bought Twitter and people are in such an uproar that literally they're keeping an eye on Twitter. They're keeping an eye on Twitter as if it's their job to control it, like state-run media, state-run social media, like that. That's what a lot of these people want. All right. Like, so KJP, the press secretary, Green Jean Pierre, whatever the hell her name is, you know, the black queer woman who's just black enough to get the job. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to call me? Oh, because I'm going to care, right? Yeah, I'm really not. So she was asked questions about Twitter at a press conference, I believe the last few days. And she came out and she said, she's already out of the closet. She came out and she said, you know, we're keeping an eye on Twitter. So let's hear what this moron has to say.
Question about Twitter. You know, there's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on.
We're watching.
And we have always been very clear and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring. And we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing. And the president has been very clear on calling that out. He'll continue to do that. And we're going to continue to monitor the situation. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So she said a whole lot of nothing. All right. She said a whole lot of nothing. First of all, the vector of misinformation, like that reporter said, the vector of misinformation, what she really means is the vector of non-liberals that are speaking their mind, have opinions and have alternative views that are going against their narrative. This is not old news. This is not old news at all. And they're keeping an eye on. I'm sure the FBI agent that's assigned to me in the van is listening to every word I'm saying. Okay. They don't want us to speak. All right. The social media platforms have a responsibility about misinformation. What isn't misinformation? What is misinformation? What is this hate that they speak of that's being spread? Are conservatives going on social media wishing death on Supreme Court justices? I don't see it. You know, are prominent conservative blue checks going on Twitter speaking about how they'd love to see Donald Trump hit by a car or beat with a golf club or anything like that. No, but I know I've seen that quite a few times from liberals, especially liberal check marks. What about the hate with Kathy Griffin and Donald Trump's severed head? Would you consider that as hate? It really wasn't considered as hate from anybody until it was really harped on. And even then, they really didn't care about it. They didn't care. Oh, Twitter is this vector of misinformation now because Elon Musk bought it and all of this influx of people signing up for Twitter. Well, people signing up for Twitter because now they realize they can say what they want. No one's inciting violence on Twitter. None of that is happening. I shouldn't say that. It is happening, but not in the way they want you to know it's happening. They want you to think, oh, MAGA Republican, January 6th, insurrection, white supremacists. No, no. Meanwhile, I'll have some blue-haired liberal on my Twitter tell me that they would like to see me drown. Like, that's not inciting violence or spreading hate. I would never say that to anybody. I shouldn't say that. I got in trouble on Instagram this week because someone was mentioning all of the pedophiles that were released early in California. Yes, that happened too. A lot of them, like way early than they were supposed to. And then talking about that Balenciaga nonsense and stuff. And we're just talking about pedophiles in general. And I made a comment and it said, hang them all. That's all. Hang them all. Now, if you can't agree with that, and we're talking about pedophiles, well, then maybe you got your own set of problems. So that, of course, got flagged for hate. I'm surprised Instagram didn't tell me, hey, you can't say that. You have to refer to them as MAPs, minor attractive people. That I'm surprised about. All right. Oh, and another news before I get to the whole Mar-a-Lago thing. CNN, the Communist News Network, the China News Network. The See You Next Tuesday News Network, because that's what they are. They're a bunch of See You Next Tuesdays. I'm getting better with the swearing. I'm trying not to be so vulgar. Anyway, CNN formally announced hundreds of Christmas season layoffs. What's happening at CNN? The new guy, the new CEO is in there. And this guy, Chris Licht, he's the new chief of lies over at CNN. Who wants to bring CNN back to journalism, which is never going to happen. But he put out a memo today, actually, Wednesday, that warned many that they might want to, learn how to code or maybe make solar panels, that they're going to be out of the job. So CNN downsizing. I guess they got rid of all some of the big players. You know, Brian Stelter, they moved on. Don Lemon around. Emptying houses, clearing house, and now they're going to lay off a few hundred people, maybe more, which, hey, if these people are complicit in supporting the pedophiles that worked at CNN and the what they saw as justice of lying and spreading lies and misinformation about conservatives, then you know what? They get what they deserve. I'm tired of feeling sorry for people. I really am. If you deserve it, I get it. You know, and back to Twitter, Elon Musk, he said Twitter has interfered in elections. And so that's what he said today. He said, he claimed in a tweet today that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. That's big. That's big that it's being said by the actual owner of now the platform. So that's going to be interesting to see what unfolds with that. Apparently, he's going to be releasing other documents or something like that and maybe posting them about things with Twitter to show more transparency. I'd like to see what's going to happen there. They are going to go after Elon Musk big time. The same like he did with Kanye West, the same like they do with Donald Trump. It's starting. It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. So, you know, that's going to be the way it is. And as far as the whole Apple thing, you have Ron DeSantis, great governor of Florida. He's calling on Congress to consider an antitrust action against Apple if the Twitter app is removed from the Apple Store. Now, I don't know what that really means, but I actually have the video for that. He was actually on Tucker Carlson for whatever reason. I can't pull it up. Actually, I think I can. He was on Tucker talking about Congress and how for whatever reason it's not gonna allow me to do it. Whatever. I'll just tell you about it. So DeSantis was on Tucker Carlson, and you know, reacting to the possibility that Apple would remove the Twitter app from the App Store, and he basically said, you know, they did the big tech bill 2 years ago. It got caught up in the courts, and then he thinks that the Supreme Court is going to accept that case for this term. Apparently, Texas has a similar case, and that they basically should consider a antitrust action against Apple if they go ahead and remove Twitter from the App Store, which I don't know how many that is, you know, private company to private company. Hey, you can't be on my platform. Hey, you know, then it's such a big platform. Is it considered a public entity? People say maybe, but it's a gray area to me, and I just don't know. And I, to be honest with you, I'd love to see them turn around Apple and say, you know what, Twitter, you're off the app. And then Elon Musk just lay back, have a Coke and say, you know what, give me 6 months and we'll have the, you know, Elon Musk smartphone, which obviously would come with its own drama. You know, it'd be like probably shooting, you know, chips into your head while you're on the phone or something like that. I don't know. All right. Dinnergate, the big Mar-a-Lago dinner. The big Mar-a-Lago dinner that was actually planned. So I got this from really solid, you know, Trump world sources. The dinner was planned before Kanye West went on his anti-Semitic tirade. Before the midterms, but there were scheduling issues. And then Kanye called Donald Trump, which Donald Trump had said, hey, he called me about dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Now, I mentioned Sebastian Gorka early in the show, who made a really bad decision and move on his show to talk about his followers, which he has a lot of, to say that Donald Trump was eating alone at Mar-a-Lago and Kanye West just happened to show up and, you know, talk to Donald Trump. It's not what happened. First of all, we know it was planned for Kanye West, he's yay now, and Donald Trump to have a dinner. It was a Thanksgiving-style dinner. It wasn't on the menu. As a matter of fact, Kanye West was raving about the stuffing and wanted a second helping of it, but he brought with him in tow three other people. Nick Fuentes, who Donald Trump says he did not know, okay, but, you know, spoke to him because he knew a lot about Trump world and things like that. Apparently, you know, Nick Fuentes is a Holocaust denier and an anti-Semite, and everybody's up in arms. Let's start there. I don't give a shit what Nick Fuentes says. If he wants to turn around and say the Holocaust didn't happen, well, that's up to him. I don't care. I think he's a moron. I think he's an idiot. He's a human. He's an asshole. He's a piece of shit, whatever you want to call him. Jews might get offended. You know, my last name is Jacoby. I wasn't brought up Jewish, but my father's side of the family, you know, there are Jews running around, and some as far back as the Holocaust days. You don't see me getting all upset. I can't believe he's a Holocaust denier and Donald Trump met with him. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Shut up. There is no such thing as hate speech. There is a such thing as speech you don't agree with that might offend you. That might make you, you know, quiver a little bit. Now, that's your problem. Toughen up. He's garbage. Agreed. Nick Fuentes is garbage. I don't hang around people that say the Holocaust didn't happen. I don't hang around people that, you know, talk bad about groups of people because of their religion or their race. I don't care. And if I am around them, I don't get offended. I just don't care. So Kanye brought him. He brought Milo Yiannopoulos, who is a whack job in his own sense. He is a campaign sabotager. He's garbage. Hates Donald Trump. Hates him. Vowed revenge against the Republican Party. He's got major ties with Marjorie Taylor Greene, which we're going to get into more on Saturday, because there's still stuff that's developing with that. And Karen Giorno, who was who was an attorney who worked on Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. And they were there. They had a dinner, lasted about 2 hours. Actually, part of that dinner got a little heated when Kanye West told Donald Trump, "Hey, I want to run for president. You should be my VP." Like, Donald Trump's like, no. Donald Trump made the statement. He said that he had the dinner with Kanye West and he brought along people that he wasn't expected to bring along. Now, Sebastian Gorka goes ahead and said Donald Trump was eating alone on his patio at Mar-a-Lago at his table outside, and Kanye West just kind of rolled in like he owns the place and approached Donald Trump. First of all, you're not getting into Mar-a-Lago unless you are on a list and you have an invitation. Now, with that being said, Kanye West was on a list and he had an invitation. Kanye West is a well-known rapper, okay? Everybody knows who Kanye West is. Kanye West is somebody who usually travels with staff or an entourage. So when he shows up at Mar-a-Lago, was on a list and has three people with him and says, "Hey, it's an attorney, that's this one," they're going to let him in because Kanye West, the well-known rapper, was an invited guest of Donald Trump to sit and have a meal. Do I agree? First of all, I don't know why anybody would want to sit with Kanye West and have a meal. I despise the guy, and Donald Trump wanted to meet with him, whatever his reasons were, whatever. Who cares? But every Republican is going after Donald Trump for that. They're not going to stop. It's just going to get worse. McCarthy, McConnell. McConnell's like, well, if anyone gives that type of person an audience, they're not going to get elected president. Right away, throwing that shade for 2024. Okay? Anyone who supports Kanye West for president in 2024, you need your head examined. You are not a normal individual. And in my opinion, I question your existence in society, your functionality in society. Okay? The guy is a whack job. I don't care that he talked bad. I don't care that he talked about the Jews. I don't even care. I don't care about that. Nobody cares about that. Donald Trump is not an anti-Semite. His daughter and grandchildren live as Orthodox Jews, converted to become Orthodox Jews. Donald Trump's an anti-Semite. He's done more for the Jewish community than any president. He's done more for the Black community than any president. Israel loves Donald Trump. The Jewish people love Donald Trump. Let's stop. Let's stop the bullshit. Okay? And does having dinner mean that you're friends with the person? I'm a businessman. I have dinner with people. I have dinner with people I despise, but it's needed for certain reasons, for business reasons. Just because you have dinner with somebody doesn't mean you're friends. Politicians do it all the time. Politicians meet and sit and have meals with politicians that they despise and they hate, with lobbyists, with people who run big political action committees that they despise. Just because people have dinner does not mean that they are friends. Nick Fuentes, garbage. Milo Yiannopoulos, garbage. Complete and utter trash. Okay? He is a sabotager. I think this was all a plan and a plant. Matter of fact, I don't think. I know. Milo Yiannopoulos has huge ties with Marjorie Taylor Greene, sharing a house together in Rome, Georgia. Okay, there's a lot of stuff about Marjorie Taylor Greene that's going to come to light with Kevin McCarthy. Why is she defending Kevin McCarthy so bad? Is she going to come out from under Kevin McCarthy's desk anytime soon? And I'm not saying that as just a little quip, okay? All right? No. Marjorie Taylor Greene's got some track record and some history, and she's been made promises. And there are things I think she was put up or is being put up to do. And let's talk about how, okay, you want to talk about hanging out with anti-Semites? Louis Farrakhan, Barack Obama, when he was senator, they were buddy on numerous occasions. Okay, we're at events together. I think he called the Jews like cockroaches or crickets or whatever he called them, and bloodsuckers. And Louis Farrakhan literally hates like to death the Jews? Well, let's talk about that. Does that mean Barack Obama is an anti-Semite because he hung out with Louis Farrakhan, who hates Jews probably just as much as Adolf Hitler? So what are we doing? This is all political theater. It's all a show. It's all a show. So, but I have to call out Sebastian Gorka. Okay. I'm not happy because he's somebody I respect because of the positions he's held, what he's done. I'm not a huge fan of him. I respect him. There's a difference. Okay. But he went on a show and he turned around and I'm sorry, he gave inaccurate information. He gave inaccurate information about, and in my opinion, made Donald Trump look bad because Donald Trump made a statement. Kanye West made a statement. Okay. That they were there. It was a planned dinner. And Sebastian Gorka just, he didn't make the right move here. So just take a listen to this. We're going to wrap up.
And apparently it was tweeted out that Kanye West had dinner with President Trump at his private club in Palm Beach, along with Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos. Since then, the president has clarified the matter, and he has stated that he was having dinner by himself.
Okay, I got to stop it for a second. He just said President Trump clarified he was having dinner by himself. That is what I have a problem with, because he was having dinner, planning on having dinner with Kanye West. It was a planned dinner. He wasn't sitting there having dinner by himself. They knew this was happening, and Trump extended the invitation to his uninvited guest to say, sit here and have dinner with me, because it was planned with Kanye West. Donald Trump could have turned around and said, listen, I have to cancel dinner. I don't know who these people are. He knows who Milo is. And he knows obviously who Karen Giorno is. There's no idea who Nick Fuentes is. Like, there would be no reason for him to know who Nick Fuentes is. None. So again, Sebastian Gorka, sorry, bud. Sorry, Doc, but you're wrong.
When Kanye West came up to talk about Kanye's running. For the presidency,
no.
And had in tow with him none other than Milo Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes, the Holocaust denier. Much hullabaloo has been made of this.
Hullabaloo.
Individuals saying, oh my gosh, Trump had dinner with, well, I don't know, he's a black guy, so you can't call Kanye white supremacist, but with Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes. Well, sitting at dinner and having somebody come up to you is a little bit different, isn't it?
No, it's wrong. What you're saying is wrong.
I think there's a better angle to all of this. And Julie Kelly summarized it perfectly in a tweet of hers recently.
No, she didn't.
She said, and I'm just paraphrasing, she, darling, you know, if I had the tweet in front of me, I'd read it completely accurately. But she said something like,
nothing is accurate you're doing.
A dinner? Really? Are you serious, guys? Southern borders open.
Agreed.
Revolution breaking out in China.
Who cares about this dinner? Agreed.
War in Ukraine. Oh, it was to do with the prisoners, I think. She said something like DOJ, FBI hunting down and imprisoning MAGA supporters. And you're talking about dinner at Mar-a-Lago? Now, let me be clear here. Nick Fuentes, if he's not psychotic, I mean, if he's not in control of his faculties, as far as I'm concerned, he will burn in hell. Unless he repents, unless he apologizes for saying what he has said on his channels before they were canceled.
Why should he apologize?
Saying, there's no way Hitler killed so many people and you couldn't even bake 6 million cookies that quickly. He actually said that on a video. He said, you couldn't even bake 6 million
Nick
cookies
Fuentes
in an
is a
oven
piece of shit.
In six
yes.
years. So how did Hitler kill 6 million Jews? This is how reprehensible, heinous, filthy, just scum like Nick Fuentes is.
Yes.
How a young man born in America is that anti-Semitic? beggars belief. It boggles my mind. But despite that fact, when he fanboys out on President Trump at his club, being towed along by Kanye West, who likewise has clearly some psychological issues.
Agreed there.
I don't really care. Because I know President Trump doesn't know Nick Fuentes from a hole in the ground. And he was, because I know him, being polite to Kanye. Why? Because you know what Kanye did for all his reprehensible statements since then? He went to the White House. He sat in front of the Resolute desk. He put on a MAGA hat. He embraced the America First, I'm not a victim, I love America ideology. When as a black man, even a billionaire, but as a black man, not an easy thing to do. Not an easy thing to do. So President Trump was being polite to a man he recognized.
So, I mean, he wasn't having dinner alone. It was a planned dinner. They knew that. Yes, Nick Fuentes is a piece of garbage. He's trash. That's what he is. But then he says he should apologize. Why should Nick Fuentes apologize for what he said? What he said is horrible. I don't agree with what he said. I'm sure most of you don't. Maybe there are some that do agree. I don't care. I don't agree. He said what he said on the platforms he said it on. He got canceled, I guess, off the platforms. I don't even really know who he is. I don't really know any much about him. Okay. I didn't hear what he said. I don't care what he said. Okay. Adolf Hitler couldn't have killed him. I don't care. Why should he apologize for it? Why should, if you have a feeling, if you have a conviction, if you have, whether you're off the wall crazy, why should you apologize for it? Anyone I disagree with on any topic, you say whatever you want. I would never expect anyone to apologize. Not in that way. No. All right. A friend of yours upsets you somehow or pisses you off and apologizes to you. That's not what I'm talking about. It's a big difference. This guy said what he said. He's obviously an influencer. I don't apologize. I am unapologetic. I don't apologize for anything that I say. Okay. Like it, love it, hate it, hate me for it, despised by me for it. I don't care. I'm still going to say it. If I'm canceled, if I'm thrown off a platform, I guess I'm thrown off a platform. Gotta start over again, because that's happened too. I don't agree with what he said. I don't want to be around people that talk bad about a certain group, or you know, Jews, blacks, Hispanics. I don't. It's not how I live. It's not what I like. But I'm not going to get offended to the point where, well, you need to apologize. I'm sorry. I also don't agree that, but again, I don't have to agree. I don't agree with Donald Trump giving Kanye West an audience. Not because he said anything about, you know, the Jews owning everything and trying to destroy him. Kanye West has no value whatsoever to be sitting with the former president of the United States and now presidential candidate. None. There should have been better judgment, but that doesn't even matter. That doesn't even matter. He did it. It doesn't matter. It was a dinner. There are so many other issues going on. We don't even know. You know, we have the Speaker of the House. Is it going to be Kevin McCarthy? I hope not. Kevin McCarthy, with all of the money and all of the evil, dark money that's been thrown around with what he's done to sabotage America First candidates in their elections, to me, is inexcusable. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, they should be run out of politics. Rona McDonald, the RNC chair, should be run out of politics, which didn't get to. I'm going to wrap up in a few. Mike Lindell, great guy. Actually, you know, was one of the sponsors of my show, MyPillow. You can go over to MyPillow.com, use great 1776 and get up to 66% off on a lot of stuff. But that's not why I'm bringing up Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell made a comment about he's probably going to run for the RNC chair. I don't believe Mike Lindell should. Mike Lindell is not going to win that position. He's never going to be the RNC chair, and he shouldn't be. My opinion, it should be Lee Zeldin, who ran for governor in New York, did a lot for New York with helping flip seats from blue to red. And I think Lee Zeldin and his vision and what he can grow into should be the RNC national chairman. That's my opinion. I don't care who Donald Trump is having dinner with, but unfortunately, everyone is going to care, and everyone's going to want you to care, because everyone's going to want to flip you from Trump to maybe DeSantis, which I don't believe DeSantis is going to run for president. But this is their angle. It's all dirty politics, and that's all we're in for now. It is still election season. It has kicked off, and we are in the 2024 election season. And it's going to get crazy. There's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about. So with that, again, do me a favor, especially on Facebook, share this video. They're killing me, Facebook, with the shadow banning. They're killing me since right before the election. So if you just hit the share button, it'll help hugely. Go over to Rumble, make an account. It's free. And go over to my Rumble page, 1776live.tv, and subscribe. You can get all the live shows all week. The chats are always open over there on Rumble. They're open on Getter. They're open on Facebook. I see them all. You're all great, amazing. Always happy that you're joining me. Always happy that you're sharing and engaging with me. I've gotten to know a lot of your names by seeing you in the comments. I know who the regulars are, and I appreciate every single one of you. You know, again, we do this to get the message out, get people thinking on their own, get people just not believing everything they hear and half of what they see. Journalists in these legacy media organizations, they hate us. They don't like free speech unless it's, and they don't like free speech, and they don't like the free press unless it's coming from them. They want all of us censored. They want all of us shadow banned. They want all of us shut down. Okay? All the biggies. They want people like me to go away, go into under our little rocks where we came out from, and just shut up. That's what they want, and it's not going to happen. I will keep talking and keep exposing as much as I can until I take my last breath. They put one in the back of my head, whatever it is. So with that, I'm going to be back Friday, 9 p.m. with my boy James Curry, freshly back from the Bahamas. Freedom Friday, we're going to get into a lot of stuff. I think we're going to get into a little bit of the Balenciaga thing with the whole, you know, inappropriate exploiting of children and all that. I know he wants to get into that. Probably going to get maybe a little bit deeper into Marjorie Taylor Greene, but definitely Saturday, the Great Steak Breakfast, 10 a.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about that with my boy Ronan Noah from the Steak for Breakfast podcast. So again, listen, like, subscribe, follow, especially on Rumble. And the easiest way to get to the Rumble page, just go to 1776live.tv. It'll pop up. You'll see all the videos. Share. Follow me on Getter, Truth Social. And if you're into supporting Patriot-owned businesses, head over to mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code CIGAR15. Get 15% off at checkout. The holidays are coming. So just go over there and get some cigars for people. They're great cigars. MyPatriotCigars.com. Promo code CIGAR15 for 15% off at checkout. So with that being said, again, thanks, everybody. Hit the share button. And I will see you all again Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern for Freedom Friday. You take care.